Alleluia, 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 alleluia. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do the people say that the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." So he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven."
The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Have a seat. We're gussied up tonight because this is a real big feast day. And the bishops of our country think you go to church too much, so they don't make you come to church today. But most of the world, today is a holy day of obligation. And so we're dressed up and we got the nice stuff out and we're going to sing everything we possibly can, because without St. Peter and St. Paul, we don't have a church. It's that kind of simple. Without a backwoods fisherman and a very snide, annoying little Jew, there's no church. With them, Jesus saves the world. Here's why this matters for us. God needs more than you. Let me say that again. God needs more than you. This is desperately important, in our age especially, because for all kinds of reasons, psychological and pop cultural and whatever else, the way we tend to preach is like, God really needs you. He needs you to be his hands and feet. He needs you to use your gifts. God is a little bit like a high school softball coach who's just really encouraging you to do all the things you can do. And God is that, to be sure. But God needs more than you. He doesn't just need more than you in the sense that he needs Christ, his son, to do something so that anything you do actually matters, though that's helpful, obviously, and absolutely necessary. He needs more than you because he needed more than Peter. He needed something more than brash and outward and intentional. He needed more than Paul. He needed something more than smart and clever and well-read. He needed the two of them together, or this thing wouldn't have worked. And the reason it matters is because everything that we can tell about their relationship particularly is that it was poor. They didn't like each other. Peter had to wonder what was going on with this man the whole time. Paul had to wonder why this guy who could barely read got put in charge of the church when clearly Paul was a better choice. And every one of us has at some point in our lives been, or will be, for the few young people in the back, maybe you, not Emma, but soon, both. Both Peter and Paul. We've both been the person put in a position clearly wildly out of our depth, and been the person who felt like we should have gotten the spot because the other guy was dumb. We've both been the person who was called seemingly from out of nowhere, and the person whose whole life seems to have been on a particular trajectory. We've both been the person who's able to speak inwardly, maybe to our family or to our friend group or something like that, and the people that nobody in the family can hear, because we're family, but maybe that people outside can hear. The church needs both. The apostle to the Jews and the apostle to the Gentiles. The apostle to the insiders and the apostle to the outsiders. We need people that can speak wisely and prudently and in accord with the tradition to those that are already bought in and wholesale. And we need somebody who can stand up in the Areopagus and preach a sermon that converts people who've never heard of Jesus. The church needs more than you and me. But the church and her Lord does need you, does need me. I've preached this on other feast days. I don't know that I've ever said it today, but it works and is worth remembering. The wisest thing that Dante does in anything he ever writes is that when you get to heaven, most people never get to heaven, they stay in the inferno because it's sexier, which is probably true, but that was a joke, come on. So Dante takes us through hell and then up Mount Purgatory, and then we wind up in heaven. But in heaven, what he has, the saints are all paired. And they're often paired with people they didn't get along with in life. So Bonaventure and Thomas Aquinas, who wrote furious letters against each other while they were living, spend their heaven singing hymns about what the other one did for God. And when you get to the very top of the saintly hierarchy, the two people standing at the very, very top, right under the Blessed Virgin and John the Baptist, Peter and Paul. Paul, who withstood Peter to his face, singing the glories of the rock of the church. Peter, the bulwark of the faith, who could never speak as well or wisely as Paul. So what I want you to do tonight, especially as you approach for Holy Communion, is imagine that person whom God needs you to sing about. And don't wait till you die to do it in heaven.